You are listening to The Pilgrim on the 405 with Will Crist. Join him as he and his guests discover how businesses thrive in California.
All right, well, welcome to The Pilgrim on the 405. We are really privileged today to have someone with us who knows a lot about how to protect assets, especially if you are a rapidly growing business or you're a business that is in a particularly vulnerable place. Brandy Nava from State Farm Insurance is going to talk to us a lot about how you can protect your family and your assets from who knows what, because you don't have to make a mistake to be sued. Is that right, Brandy?
That is true. That is true.
Well, tell us, Brandy, welcome to the show. Tell us a little bit about your history and how you got to State Farm Insurance.
Thank you for having me on the show today. So, you know, for many, many years, I was a loan officer. And then, you know, I figured out that that wasn't the right industry for me. And I had become a State Farm customer in the meantime. And when it was time for me to switch careers, I had already been referring people to the agency where I worked because they provided, you know, high levels of customer service and educated their clients. And when there was an opening, I just felt like it was a great fit. I love it. I love the fact that I can help people protect their assets, their generational wealth, things like that. So it's a great product, you know. Great agency to work for.
So how long have you been doing this?
About 4 years at the Adam Gus agency.
Mm-hmm. Well, so tell us a little bit about why people should be paying attention to their liability, their vulnerability as business people.
People should be paying attention because, you know, it only takes one car accident or one swimming pool accident or trampoline accident at their house or with their teenage drivers or for whatever reason, one accident to wipe out years and years and years worth of effort to save, to build home equity, and all of that can be wiped out, you know, in one instance if you don't have your insurance set up correctly. Which is, it's very affordable to set it up correctly, but you don't know what you don't know. And if you have no idea that, you know, you can carry higher limits for just a little bit more money, it's a no-brainer when it comes to insurance, taking high limits. Why not transfer the risk over to State Farm? Let us take care of it.
Uh-huh. Excellent. Mm-hmm. Well, tell us some stories about people who, you know, some, I guess you would say horror stories. And some people who made some mistakes.
Yeah. So when I first started at State Farm, you know, I was kind of learning the ropes, a business owner who owned a clothing line that was growing rapidly and had assets in the bank, you know, personal assets to protect, his wife was driving along and in her SUV and dropped a cup of coffee and looked down for a second and plowed full into a car full of people. Now, they had what a lot of homeowners carry, which is suggested by a lot of the insurance companies, a lot of the big names, which is $100,000 if you were to injure, you know, one person in a car accident, or $300,000 if, you know, multiple people were injured. And that's what they carried. They were never offered a liability umbrella, never educated on one. The judge awarded the injured party $600,000. Towards, you know, pain, suffering, lost wages, medical bills. And the max that their carrier at the time would pay out was $300,000. Well, they had the assets in the bank and they wrote a $300,000 check.
Mm.
It literally, that particular situation, it probably would have cost them $35 more a month to, instead of have $300,000, to have $1.5 million in coverage for a car. Yeah. Another one recently, actually on Monday morning, I woke up, I opened Facebook, and I saw a friend of mine post a horrific car accident that her 19-year-old son was in that night. I actually insured them in the office. And what had happened is another driver who was about 30 years old ran a red light and my friend's son, who had three of his football buddies in the car, all collegiate athletes, collided with the other car in the intersection and completely totaled out their 2015 Hyundai. Surprisingly, nobody died. I mean, if I was to show you the pictures, you would be amazed that they walked away with minor injuries. Well, the next day they called me and I said, please, you know, file it through State Farm. This is a terrible accident. Let us take care of it. They ended up just filing through the other driver's insurance company because they seemed to be on it, taking care of the responsibility. Next thing you know, she called me the very next day furious and said, the other guy's insurance policy canceled 3 days before the accident.
Oh, no.
I know. And we're talking about four 19-year-olds in the car. I mean, they all went to the emergency room.
Wow.
They all are missing their big game. And, you know, because I twist people's arm and I said, listen, I don't really care what deductibles you take because that's not going to bankrupt you. What's going to bankrupt you is if you do not properly set up your liability, if you were to injure somebody else, and if you do not properly set up your uninsured bodily injury coverage, you're going to be in trouble. Well, I opened up their policy and, you know, they maxed it out, obviously, because, well, I can make suggestions and educate people all day long. Not everybody takes my suggestions, but they did. And so this particular case, they had $500,000 in bodily injury coverage for the people in the car. And we'll take care of the car. Obviously, they're just thankful that their passengers are walking away alive and, you know, not too terribly injured. But if they do have long-term injuries, you know, they have coverage for that. Mm-hmm. So those are the two big ones I can think of. I can go on and on and on.
Mm-hmm. Well, so tell me about some of the successful, some places where an incident took place, but they were covered.
Here's another one. My dad's employee fell asleep while driving on the freeway and completely totaled out the car. And, you know, it's one of those things that, you know, State Farm, we took care of it. Luckily, he walked away alive, but nobody else was injured. But again, I think we do a great job taking care of our claims quickly. They're happy with the payout for the totaled vehicle. Something that's, you know, great with us. Oh, here's another great story for you. In June, I had a family member call me and said, our dog bite's covered. I said, well, yes, State Farm, we do not discriminate against any sort of dog. Mm-hmm. Well, their 120-pound Great Dane bit the 10-year-old neighbor in the face.
Ooh.
Yes, 27 stitches later. I mean, the child is doing okay. It obviously could have been horrific. But again, they had a personal liability policy in place because I recommended it. And obviously, we are working on that claim currently, but we were able to pay out quickly towards medical payments, you know, while things are being sued. You never know when things can happen, and a liability umbrella, you know, not only does it protect you worldwide, but it gives you personal liability coverage, let's say a car accident. It gives you personal injury coverage. Let's say somebody thinks that you are detaining them unlawfully, or your teenager, you know, gets online and starts posting about another teenager. We actually provide coverage for that, surprisingly.
Wow.
Yeah, it's amazing what a liability umbrella will extend.
Well, so talk to me about a liability umbrella.
So a personal liability umbrella is what is considered excess liability, okay? You have your underlying limits, which, you know, for your auto policy, your home policy, your boat, your rental, whatever. So you have those limits, but a liability umbrella extends it, okay, by $1 million, $2 million. Some people have $15 million. It just depends on what type of assets you're protecting. I want to point out the small business owner, you know, their business assets may be tied up in a, you know, an LLC and separated from their personal assets. But, you know, if if they were to, you know, hit a pedestrian while they were driving, or, you know, have an accident in their swimming pool, the stress from being sued alone would take your eye off what you're working on at work, causing you to lose money. We all know the assets, you know, the money, the payout may come from your business. I mean, your business income, I don't know, you know, exactly how that would break down. But, you know, when you're a small business owner, it kind of all goes together. And if you don't have your personal insurance set up properly, it will affect your business. I mean, it's just logical that it would.
Would a business owner have a liability policy for his business as well as one for personal?
Absolutely. There's a commercial excess liability policy, which is a commercial umbrella policy. And that goes for people who, you know, own multiple apartments, things like that. They would have a commercial umbrella as well for their business. But yeah, on the personal side, even on the business side, it extends the coverages that you have, the liability, whether it's property damage or bodily injury. So It should, you know, a lot of peace of mind. So,
well, when people say that they have full coverage, what does that mean?
So, I hear people say often that I have full coverage. When I say, what type of insurance coverage do you have? Oh, I have full coverage. The dealership said to make sure I get full coverage, right? They have a requirement because I'm financing the car. Well, somebody who has full coverage can have liability, property damage, comprehensive coverage, you know, their car is stolen, and collision coverage, they crash their car. But the state of California still allows drivers to legally drive around with limits that were set 40 years ago. So you can have full coverage, and I have seen it, I see it at least once a month. Homeowners who are driving around with $15,000 if they were to injure one person in a car accident, or hit a pedestrian, or hit somebody on a motorcycle, or a bicyclist, you know, name it. $30,000 for multiple people injured in a car accident, and only $5,000 in property damage. Okay? You can have those limits and still have full coverage. There's really no such thing as full coverage. I mean, we are all on the hook for anything above the limits we carry. So if you don't carry high liability limits, what you're saying is, I'm willing to write the check for the difference between the coverage I have and the injuries I cause. And my point of view is, transfer that risk over to State Farm. Let us take on the liability. I often like to say, you know, you wouldn't pick out your health insurance plan and say, you know, cover me if I get the flu or I break my arm, but don't cover me if I have a major health issue like a massive heart attack that requires open heart surgery. And the reason you wouldn't do that is because it can bankrupt. It's the same thing when you're setting up your personal lines insurance and your business lines insurance. You wouldn't protect yourself for the small accidents that you can pay out of pocket. You're protecting yourself for the accidents that will bankrupt you.
Business owners pay a lot of attention to their business. Do you find that they don't pay equally an equal amount of attention to their personal insurance?
Yes, that's often the case. I mean, business owners, they're dealing with payroll, they're dealing with estimating, they're dealing with employee issues, they're dealing with, buying materials, selling materials, you name it, right? 16 hours a day, they're dealing with that. They come home, they just want to take a break. Or maybe the spouse takes care of paying the home insurance, but they really don't know what they're dealing with. They don't know what they're setting up. And so, you know, the reason I like to work with small business owners is because they need somebody who's got their back. Somebody who's going to call them if, hey, you know, this is not a good idea to set your insurance up this way, or you missed a bill, or, you know, let me educate you on this just a little bit. Somebody who's got their back understands that, you know, an accident at home is going to affect you at work. And You know, I often think when I'm looking at other insurance, the way other insurance agents write policies, and I often wonder, I mean, do they not have assets of their own to protect? I mean, why would they suggest for someone to take $25,000 in coverage when they're a homeowner? I come from the mindset that we need to be on the defense. We're working together to build equity in our home, build retirement accounts, build savings. Now we need to protect it, right? And the way you do that is by setting up your insurances correctly.
Well, I mean, that seems to me in California right now, I would think that there are many, many people for whom their equity in their home is one of the major sources of their net personal value, right?
Right, right. And it's my understanding that, you know, you're not going to have to leave your home, but you'll get a judgment against your home. Well, you know, the judgment's going to get paid before you do. You know, it's going to affect if you decide to, you know, move to a different home, move out of state, leave the asset to an heir, just transfer the risk.
Well, yeah, in a real sense, what you're saying is don't self-insure.
Right, right. Self-insure for the small things that you can afford. Transfer the risk to the insurance company for those things you can't afford. I do not insure my cell phone because if it breaks, I can afford to go replace it. I'm not going to like that I have to replace it, but I can afford it. I can't afford paying out $100,000 in injuries. That's really going to affect me badly.
And so one should transfer that risk to an insurance company.
Mm-hmm,
that's
mm-hmm.
the idea. And the vehicle for doing that is an umbrella liability policy.
It is. That's one of the best tools out there.
What do you suggest for people who might become disabled? What sort of plan should they have in place?
So, you know, I was talking to a dentist the other day. I insure his general liability policy. And I said, well, you know, what happens if you lose an arm in a car accident? You know, a car accident that you caused, right? I mean, you're not going to be able to perform your duties anymore. And he goes, oh, I never thought of it like that, right? So, you know, you need to write up a disability policy. I mean, whether you get one through your association or you get a disability policy through State Farm, you absolutely need to get that. You need to protect your income through a disability policy if you can no longer perform your tasks or your duties or your job.
Would that be a personal policy or would that be a business policy?
You can get it through a business policy or a personal policy. You know, obviously you have to have an income to protect. I am working on a doctor currently, and, you know, we're looking at options whether to insure his disability policy through State Farm as a personal policy that will, you know, pay out for his job. You can also get what's called a hospital indemnity policy. That way, if you're injured and you need money towards medical or payments or lost wages, things like that, you can do that. But whether it's through your trade or through State Farm, I mean, think of, you know, a small plumbing company. They don't have a group policy that they can put together, but we could certainly insure them for disability. Another great policy out there, obviously, is, you know, life insurance. You need to protect your income that way as well. Make sure that the people you love are going to be taken care of if something was to happen to you.
Well, all right. So we're going to take a break right now to hear from some of our sponsors. But can you stick around and let's talk some more about putting together a plan?
Yes, I can. Thank you.
All right. Good. Well, we'll be right back.
Hi. It's time for more insights from Sandler Training. Here are some ideas on beating procrastination. Do what you hate first. The least enjoyable tasks should be done early when you're most energetic. For example, the buyer you'd rather not call should be at the top of your list. The accountability contract. A daily call with a friend outlines the dreaded things that you both should do that day. At the end of the day is where you talk about your accomplishments. the 24-hour rule. Do one thing toward accomplishing any new task as soon as it's assigned to you, and start your follow-ups aimed at finishing that task within 24 hours. Visualize completion. Think about how great you'll feel when you get it done. The more in-depth your visualization, the quicker you'll start making it happen. And that's another tip from Sandler Training, finding power through reinforcement.
All right, well, welcome back to the Pilgrim on the 405, where we've been just having a great conversation with Brandy Nava, who is a State Farm insurance agent. And what she's been talking to us about is how business owners should protect themselves from issues of liability. They should be planning for all of those things that we don't really want to consider, but could have a major impact on our business and on ourselves. So let's talk a little bit, Brandy, about what would be a comprehensive plan. How would somebody go about putting together a comprehensive plan for protection?
So a comprehensive plan would start with, let's sit down and review your insurance policy, or we can do it over the phone, whatever is easier for you, of course. Let's see kind of where you are now. Let's figure out what type of assets you're trying to protect. You know, whether it is your equity, your savings, your income from a wage garnishment, and then, set up your liability appropriately. You know, I always say if somebody doesn't have a lot of assets to protect, well, you still kind of have a moral obligation if you were to injure someone, you know, to help provide some coverage to them. So you don't have to have a ton of assets to protect to add $1 million umbrella policy, because they're inexpensive to add and it just gives you so much peace of mind. So sit down and reviewing first.
What if I don't know where my policies are?
That's actually really common. And you know, there's something great about having a personal agent to talk to. You know, when you call into our office, it's not an 800 number. We have access to PDFs of all of your policies. If you don't currently know where your policies are, you know, I can help you figure out how to track them down. I can't necessarily call your other insurance company. It's very common where people can't locate their policies, especially their life insurance policies. They have no idea when their policies will expire. They have no idea what the death payout would be on a life insurance policy. It's time to dust off your life insurance policy and review it.
All right. So we find our policies. We start reviewing them. What would be the next step?
So obviously, after we review them and kind of educate you on what you have, we can educate you on, you know, the types of coverages you may need. Obviously, quote you on the policy, and you know, if you feel comfortable working with us, then you know, we would bind the policy, put it into effect. I would help you figure out how to cancel your other policies. What's fascinating to me is people go from having no idea what kind of coverage they have, then we sit down, we educate them, which does not take a lot of time. Then next thing you know, I get questions. You know, what about this? Is this covered? What about that? Is that covered? I mean, it's funny what a little education will do. It starts getting the wheels turning in people's heads, and now they have lots of questions. So I'm obviously there for that. But once we bind the policies, they go through underwriting, they issue. It's pretty standard as far as that goes. But you just build a relationship. I mean, I like to check in with people at least once a year, see if they've had any changes. I never assume that, you know, everything's how it was a year ago when we talked.
You're saying that what you do with people is create this relationship so that you really become their advisor for insurance and liability.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, anytime a potential claim comes up, we can kind of talk it through. So you understand how the process works. Again, it's not an 800 number that you call unless you'd like to call State Farm's 800 number, but just having someone watching your back, somebody you can talk to. You can sit down with me face to face over the phone. It's not just a call center, which is what you get with a lot of insurance companies nowadays, just a call center, people answering the phone. It's more relational.
And so in a sense, a business owner should probably have a team of people, right? They should have a business attorney. They should have a CPA. They should have a personal and a commercial insurance agent to be looking over their shoulder.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, I have an estate planner. I have a financial advisor. Obviously, before I worked for State Farm, I had a State Farm agent, somebody I can talk to about health insurance. I mean, there's wisdom in seeking counsel. Mm-hmm. You know, there's no possible way for me to know everything about every industry, but I have a team of people I trust. They're knowledgeable. They do well in their line of work. It's a great feeling to be at that stage in my own life to say it's not just about the cost of the policy. You know, I want the knowledge as well. So.
All right. So if someone were to call you up and ask you to go through this process with them, and at the end they decided they didn't want to do it, do they pay you?
No. It doesn't cost anything to sit down and obviously go through a quote and understand the coverages. And, you know, there's never any pressure. I always want to leave a potential client with a good feeling about our experience, because you never know when things might change. So I would always like them to remember me and come back if they feel like that time is right.
So somebody could literally come to you, spend some time with their policies, you advise them, give them some suggestions, help them put together a plan, and mm-hmm. at the end, they could have three choices. One, thank you, Brandy, this has really been helpful, but it's not for me, right? They could say, thank you, Brandy, this has really been very helpful, but I'll take it from here with my current agent.
Mm-hmm.
Is that fair?
Yeah, it's fair. It's fair.
And the third one could be, when do we get started?
Absolutely. I realize people have certain loyalties, although, you know, between you and me and the entire podcast, you know, an agent who doesn't give you nice, solid suggestions that'll protect your assets may be somebody that you'd like to reconsider working with.
But it could be that it's my brother-in-law, and if I don't buy the policies from him, he's going to wind up living with me.
I get it. I understand. Like I said, I'm always kind and understanding.
Sure, but people, but what I hear you, just check this out, because what I hear you saying is that you are willing to spend time with people even though they don't buy their policies from you.
Absolutely. They're not obligated to buy.
Yeah. Well, that's good. So talk to me a little bit about, we're looking, watching Houston and Florida and all the hurricanes.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think we need hurricane insurance here, but what about earthquake?
So earthquake insurance can be important. I mean, first of all, people need to understand that their renter's insurance policies, their home insurance policies do not cover, you know, earthquake. You know, if your house was to split in half because of an earthquake, you don't have that coverage. Now, kind of depending on your risk tolerance, you know, if you're not too worried about it, maybe you don't get an earthquake policy. But as long as you understand that you are on the hook to rebuild your home, then at least you understand that. If you have a lot of equity, or even some equity, what you're risking is, without an insured earthquake policy, is to possibly have to walk away from that equity. I have a JetBlue pilot that I insure. He has $1 million in equity in his home. And we were chatting one day, and I said, you know, you really do need to get an earthquake policy. And he understood the risk, and so we sat down and we took care of it. My thought is, if you understand and you still reject an earthquake policy, well, at least you've been educated. need to know at minimum that it is not covered by a homeowner's policy. The California Earthquake Authority has made a lot of adjustments to an earthquake policy where you can remove some coverages such as personal property or money to live elsewhere and deductible changes. So they actually are so much more affordable than even when I first started working for State Farm 4 years ago. So they're worth at least looking into.
And this would be part of what you would suggest people take a look at.
I would let them know. I would definitely let them know it's not covered and say we should at least consider it. The other thing I always talk to homeowners about is a personal articles policy. Now, all homeowners insurance policies, renters insurance policies, limit coverage when it comes to things like jewelry, firearms. There's a handful of other things, but the main are jewelry and firearms. Well, if you have, you know, a $30,000 wedding ring, you're going to want to insure that under a personal articles policy. And there's a couple reasons why. You know, it covers against theft, covers against fire. But if you accidentally lose your diamond, it'll cover against that. Mysterious disappearance. There is a up to $0 to $1,000 deductible, and it does not count as a homeowner's claim when you make a personal articles policy claim, and they are very affordable. I always let people know because, you know, one of my biggest fears is something happens and they said, why didn't you tell me about that? I would have gotten that policy. So sometimes it could be information overload, but I always touch on earthquake, personal articles policy, kind of let them know a little bit about what flood insurance is. And, you know, over the years, they will continue learning.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, what other things would you advise small to medium-sized business owners or even, senior members of the leadership team in a small to medium-sized business?
What would I advise to them?
Yes.
Okay. So for business owners, you know, obviously most of them have, you know, general liability if somebody was to slip and fall. Most of them have workers' comp policies as well. But a lot of business owners do not know, understand, or have what's called a employment practices liability insurance. For example, if somebody thinks they were unfairly fired, or they think that you made them work through their breaks, or didn't allow them to take lunch breaks, or didn't pay them their overtime, and now they want to sue you. Employment practices liability insurance can be turned over to the insurance company to handle, right, that claim. I've seen recently an employer who decided to write a personal check to one of his employees for, it was like $36 just for some income, right? So an extra hour he worked or whatever. And next thing you know, that employee left the company. A year later, filed a lawsuit, and this business owner did not know about his coverage, didn't understand it, and so actually never filed the claim in a timely manner. This is not a State Farm customer. This is just a business owner I know, but they are now paying out of pocket for the legal fees to fight it or to settle it. So. Yeah, employment practices liability coverage is one of those that employers say, "Oh, my team is like my family. I don't need that coverage," but they do. They do need it, and just like it's important for you to have a personal agent on the personal side of insurance, you need a commercial agent or somebody who understands business policies to walk you through things like this as well.
Excellent. Well, what if someone wanted to talk with you, how would they get in touch with you?
So the best way to reach me would be my personal cell phone number, because I'm in and out of the office often, or email me. There are six of us that work in the office. So, if I'm on vacation or just in a meeting and you need to get a hold of somebody quickly, you know, there's six of us you can talk to. But I think the best way to reach me is actually my cell phone.
And
phone number now?
Yeah, that would be helpful.
It's 714-200-5831. And then my email address is Brandy, so Brandie, at Adam, Adam, Gus, GUSS.com.
So give us your cell phone number again.
714-200-5831.
And people could text you there as well, huh?
They could text, call, email, whatever you'd like.
All right. Excellent. Well, this has been wonderful, Brandy. I think you've shared some very, very important and significant ideas for business owners in terms of protecting their family and the things that are important to them outside of business. Because being a business person, small, medium-sized business owner, that's a risk. And,
it is.
And that risk very easily gets transferred to the personal. And that's what we want to avoid. So I want to thank you very much for all these great ideas. And I look forward to working with you in the future.
Thank you. And thank you for having me on the show today.
That's great. Well, there you are, folks. Pilgrim on the 405 has discovered a great asset in Brandy Nava at State Farm. And she is available to you to look over your shoulder and take a look at your policies to make sure that you and your business and your family are protected from any surprises out there. So look forward to talking with you again next week on the Pilgrim on the 405. Help your business and businesses around you to thrive and help entrepreneurs get what they want from their business.
Pilgrim on the 405 with Will Crist. To hear more of the programs in this podcast, go to www.willcrist.com.